Hello, I'm Veronica Scarsbrick. Thanks for joining me. We turn to the publisher of Newman House Press and of the Catholic Response magazine, Father Peter Stravinskas, who speaks to us of a book whose author is the Auxiliary Bishop of Karaganda in Kazakhstan, Athanasius Schneider. The title of the book is Historical Liturgical Notes on the Rite of the Eucharist.
The situation is particularly related to the issue of the method of distribution of communion. For well over a millennium in the West, the procedure was that communion was distributed by a priest, only a priest, to the faithful, kneeling and on the tongue. At the time of the Protestant Reformation, a change was made so that, as a matter of fact, communion was received in the hand and standing. That practice came into the Catholic Church through a very circuitous path right after the Council, and was supposed to be for a very limited set of circumstances. First, as Paul VI pointed out in Memoriale Domini, this was contra legem, this was against the law and the tradition of the Church, but he was willing to concede to the three or four countries that had done it, frankly, as an act of disobedience, but for the sake of peace in the Church, to allow them to continue with the practice. But as a matter of fact, it has spread incredibly widely, and it's become a very serious problem in many places. But the...
Why do you say problem? Sorry, can I interrupt you?
Sure. First of all, the liturgy teaches us. And if we... The signs and symbols that we use express what we believe. And so if the Eucharist is treated like ordinary bread, as a matter of fact, the perception comes after a while that that's precisely all it is. And it's significant that this practice of communion in the hand arose at the time of the Protestant Reformation precisely because it was their way of attacking two sacraments at one and the same time, the doctrine of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist and the doctrine of the uniqueness of the ministerial priesthood. There's a fascinating exchange of letters between Cranmer, representing the English Reformation, and Bucer, who was one of the disciples of Luther in Switzerland. And Cranmer wrote to Bucer and said, on the method of distribution, should we allow the faithful to receive communion kneeling and on the tongue? And Bucer wrote back and he said, I wouldn't fight the issue of kneeling or standing, but I would insist that they must receive in the hand because in one generation nobody will believe in the doctrine of transubstantiation. And that's precisely what has unfolded in so many of the places where communion in the hand has become the practice. Now, when this practice was coming into the Catholic Church in the 70s, we were told that this was the historically accurate method of distribution of communion that was done this way from time immemorial. And there's certainly evidence that this was a practice of the early church, at least in many places. But we also know that certainly by the 6th century, it is pretty well gone, long before that in the East, and probably by the 6th century in the West. And we have to ask the question why it was eliminated. And the practice was eliminated precisely because of the tremendous potential for abuse of the Eucharist and this issue that I mentioned, which is even extremely important, of a lack of understanding of what the Eucharist really is. And I think the book that we're in the process of translating by Bishop Athanasius Schneider from Kazakhstan, he published the book through the Vatican Press, which ought to tell people that obviously the Holy See considers this a very serious issue, that would publish a book which is frankly very controversial because this practice of communion in the hand has become ingrained in so many local churches.
But if it's become ingrained, it's because the base of the church, the people in the church, the faithful really like this practice, evidently.
Well, I don't know if they like it. I don't think most of them know any better. They've been told when the practice started in the 70s, I was a very young priest.
It was revolutionary, I can remember
it, too. Of course. And the priests were told by bishops very clearly that they were to tell the people this is the way it was to be done. And for 10, 15 years in many dioceses, although the faithful, in theory, had the option to receive either on the tongue or in the hand, many, many priests in dioceses all around the world refused ever to give communion on the tongue to people. And at least two generations of children were taught that this was the only way to receive.
So, in the United States?
Yeah. Well, and I think that has happened far beyond the United States. And that's reflected in the fact that in Redemptionis Sacramentum and other documents of the Holy See over the past 10 years, it's constantly been driven home that, as a matter of fact, this is not to be the unique procedure. And then Monsignor Marini, the papal master of ceremonies, Monsignor Guido Marini just gave an interview to L'Osservatore Romano, and one of the questions was, now that the Pope has made a decision that at all his masses he will give communion to people only kneeling and on the tongue, what does this mean? And Monsignor Marini made the point, he said, well, first of all, we have to remember that this procedure in the hand is by indult only, which means it's a kind of grudging acceptance or on the part of the Church that this would be done. And he went on to say that, as a matter of fact, in the current moment of modernity, it's probably not a good procedure because it doesn't highlight the uniqueness of the sacrament, and which is the point that Archbishop Ranjith of the Congregation of Divine Worship makes in the preface to the book, and a similar point that Cardinal Lorenzo, the prefect of Divine Worship, makes in his endorsement of the book.
Pope Benedict, in his post-synodal apostolic exhortation, Sacramentum Caritatis, wrote, receiving the Eucharist means adoring him when we receive. Pope Benedict has always underscored this aspect, mm-hmm. hasn't he?
Well, of course, he's a great fan of St. Augustine, and St. Augustine repeatedly says, we must adore before we receive, to make clear that this is not just regular bread. It's not just a celebration of a community. This, as a matter of fact, is the reception of the second person of the Blessed Trinity. So this is an incredibly unique event that's taking place, and therefore the signs and symbols that surround it ought to emphasize that very point.
You mentioned signs and symbols. One of the typical gestures of adoration, which you mentioned earlier, was kneeling.
For some mysterious reason, for example, altar rails disappeared. There was never a single statement in the Second Vatican Council or any subsequent liturgical legislation talking about the removal of altar rails. But when they went, that effectively eliminated the prospect of people kneeling to receive communion. And then with the movement of tabernacles out of the central axis of the church, almost across the board this has happened around the world, the normal Catholic practice upon entering a church was you looked front and center and you genuflected. Well, even if people want to genuflect to the Blessed Sacrament, very often they say, where is it? And so that practice has gone out of the way. And again, on coming into a church not that long ago, after getting into the pew, the first thing people would do would be kneel down and pray in preparation for Mass. And very often now we find it's a kind of a social period before Mass and a lot of chit-chat and very, very little adoration, to use the Ratzinger term.
We speak about Pope Benedict the 16th, but what about the popes who came before him after the Second Vatican Council? We had Paul the 6th, and then we had John Paul the 1st and John Paul the 2nd. How did they view this
Paul
particular
the
sixth, practice?
Sure. Paul the 6th, I always refer people to his document on communion in the hand, Memoriale Domini, 1967, in which he says, first of all, he had polled all the bishops of the world, and 85% came back and said that the rite ought never to be changed, that it ought to be communion on the tongue. And his document says clearly that he thinks it's an extremely bad idea to move in this direction of communion on the hand. And for some mysterious reason, though, he goes on to say, but we'll allow it in these exceptional cases. And the exception became the norm. John Paul I, we have very little idea from 33 days what he thought about much. But John Paul II, for at least the first 10 years of his pontificate, absolutely refused ever to give communion in the hand. So I think we have a clear line, as a matter of fact, in three pontificates at least, that this was a very problematic practice from the very beginning.
And our thanks there go to the publisher of Newman House Press and of the Catholic Response magazine, Father Peter Stravinskas, who was speaking to us there of a book whose author is the Auxiliary Bishop of Karaganda in Kazakhstan, Athanasius Schneider. The book's title is Historical Liturgical Notes on the Rite of the Eucharist. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.